Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Spain.
Yeah. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. Welcome to the Uptown Saturday night. You know how I'm doing. I'm doing it real big. Big shout out to K Nicole. Had the hot interview last night with Devi Ward. Big shout out to Devi Ward. That joint was real, real hot. We in the building, y'all. Every day, y'all know I told y'all I'm going to talk about Mitt Romney. But I'm going to talk about that a little later in the show. But, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of things, man. But welcome to the Uptown Saturday Night Show. I'm going to be doing this every Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I'm back in effect. DJ Big Stu, I'm back here doing what I do. Y'all know how I do it, man. I come on every day, man. Now, I was missing me for a while, man. But I'm back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The kid is back. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to just start from the beginning, man. From the beginning of time, I plan just to rock the house straight out just like that. All right? So if you're with me, hold on. If you ain't with me, tag along. You know what I mean? Because like I said, man, when it comes to this internet radio thing, I am one of the best, man. I do it like I do it like I do it like nobody else's can. DJ Big Stu in the building.
From the front to the back, from the left to the right side, we're worldwide. From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right. Let's ride.
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up.
Block Club DJ.
Cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get her wet, wetter than she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as I can stick my tongue in between the thong. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love her from the back. Arch that back, make that ass clap. Make the pussy squirt. Yeah, I got stroke, tell me where it hurts. Spread them legs, little mommy, while she work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, fill me on up. Put it in your gut,
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up.
Grown when I did it, she told me, lick it, I did it, yeah. Sexy, dang, enough to make a nigga go crazy, man, do crazy, then we get the something and touch it, we get the licking and sticking, now you know what we doing, when you're around and we miss it, we go to perfect positions, we get it popping, I listen too much pleasure, the measure, she got the power to beat, we make her wanna get to me in the major way, jackpot, jump shot, a nigga fade away, I mean, way away, I be on that elite shit, that HBK, heartbreak, kid, freak shit,
like a free fall, big wood, thicker than a tree log, how to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw, baby, I'm raw, like I don't use protection, and we can get it right here in the VIP session, I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say, Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert, play, scream my name, baby, I'm Skipper, just one dish, gotta reach it for my zipper, it's down, I'm a dicker, you can pick her up or I'll deliver, panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them, I go hard in the paint, boyfriend mugging all hard cause you can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. Got deposit that dick, to call it a sperm bank.
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up.
Yeah.
that new joint by Dream, you know what I mean? This joint right here is real fire. Let's get into it, y'all.
They calling me like AT&T. Hater girl, they ain't got nothing on you.
She see the guys, Oakland Raiders. Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, just win, baby, win, baby, win, baby. We are the Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, just win, baby, win, baby, win, baby. Al Davis, John Madden, Greg Popper, and Darren McFadden. He's a Pirate, Ken Stabler, always will be an Oakland Raider. Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Jack Tatum, a true outlaw. That is Fred Biletnikoff, Lester Hayes picking it off. The Brown Brothers, Willie and Tim, Plunkett, Otto, y'all know Jim. Y'all know Lyle, y'all know Ted, Atkinson's put to the bed. Dave Casper, Cliff Branch, Tom Flores if you think you can. George Blanda, Howie Long, Marcus Allen, come back home. Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, just win, baby. Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, just win, baby, win, baby, win, baby, win, baby. Don't need no invitation, no. We are that Raider Nation, yeah. We rock that black and silver, rock, we rock. Make them shake and shiver, we make them reconsider, and we still committed, so if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation, please use this as motivation.
If you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation, please use as motivation.
If you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
It's Beef Stew Radio Uptown Saturday night. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building. Y'all know how I do. Spoovin' easy. Just getting it off light. We got a lot of stuff we're going to rock today. I'm going to rock some new. I'm going to rock some old. I'm going to take it back a little later in the show. Talking back to the politics thing, man. I don't know if y'all heard the news about, I think it's one of those Middle East countries that, the militia that actually killed the ambassador, got chased out by some people from the, by some regular people that's tired of all this protesting and burning down their places, and they was really offended that they killed the Americans in the name of Allah. And these people, this is what I say, man, it's real in the Middle East, man. They came up in there and they ran these brothers out, and I'm pretty sure this is going to be happening all across the Middle East now since it's getting out there, because they people are starting to realize that America, President Obama, he did not have nothing to do with that film. We didn't have nothing to do with that bogus film. That film was so corny and whack. Like, when you see it, like, I actually seen the film. I was bugging out when I seen it. Like, for real, like, they said it cost $5 million. I know dudes in the hood that did movies with their little camcorders that look way better than that film. And it was real stupid, So it was real stupid. Like, the film was dumb. Didn't make no sense, even if it was supposed to be like a Mel Brooks movie or something like that. But the bug part about it is, I'm talking about Geraldo Rivera, man, he changes, I think Geraldo is part of the Illuminati now, something, Geraldo, I always say he spelled his name wrong, because he spelled it with a G, it's Geraldo, I don't care what he say, Geraldo probably would have been with a J, but, Geraldo, man, he's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like he's changed a lot. He used to be the dude you could go to and give you the good reports. But since he got down with them Fox brothers, man, he changed. He's starting to seem like Hannity. Now Hannity's got the nerve to try to have a show. Who's really playing dirty? Well, you know what? If Obama's playing dirty with the campaign, about time the Democrats fight back. Look what y'all did to poor John Kerry, man, that Swift boat attacks. That broke a good man down. John Kerry was a hero. He's done way more than a lot of other brothers who ran for president, especially when it came to the military. Of a person that's good as him is McCain, Those two dudes, you got to give them respect for what they did in the military. And the Swift boat attacks killed them, And they would have killed Obama, but Obama had so much money behind him last year, so that's what's crazy. That's another thing, y'all. They're talking about Mitt Romney. I always call him Smith because he's full of shit. I don't mean to curse on the air, but I have to say that one real. He's running out of money. He got to get a loan. Ain't that something? He got a really point. They be talking about Ayn Rand, you know, Paul. You know, this is what's crazy about these dudes. Like, these dudes must think America is the most stupidest world. I remember seeing Paul Ryan come and say, you know, I want to go by the great Ayn Rand. Well, DJ Big Stu from the ghetto is going to give you a little something. Ayn Rand, she even had to go on get government help when she got older. Go do your research. She got older and things got tough for her, and guess where she went? Miss, oh, do it yourself and never have to get nobody and never have to worry about nobody. When she got over 60 years old, yes, she was another person getting government assistance. Do your research, Paul Ryan. And it's a shame, and plus you too, Russ Limbum, it's a shame that a hip-hop DJ like DJ Big Stu got to tell you guys that. You know, I'm digging up more facts than you dudes do, but that's the one thing. Oh, I forgot. Republicans, what Republicans said. Fact checking don't matter. The facts don't matter to Republicans. It's what we say. You know, that's how it is. What we say. I don't care what's the truth. The truth don't set nobody free. The truth don't set nobody free with the Republicans. You know, they just say whatever they want to say. I mean, I ain't gonna say this new Republican thing, this Mitt Romney thing. I'm not gonna say. You know, Sarah Palin was probably one of them. I don't think McCain was one of them, but I think Sarah Palin was one of them. And you know, they're dumb. Sarah Palin got the nerve to talk like you was the dumbest. You was next to. Well, you can't say you're the dumbest because Mitt Romney's the dumbest. You the second dumbest candidate in the game. You can see Alaska from your house. I can see Alaska from my house. You know, that's something she's gonna live and die with. So you know, Sarah Palin was made. You know, famous, but she wasn't really smart. She didn't really know politics, you know. You know, huh? CRI? What is that? Oh, yeah, she can see Iraq from my house. That's right. I can see Iraq from my house or whatever. You're not the brains, man, you know. But, you know, they say I talk politics too much. But that's what I am. I'm here to do. I'm telling you, all the way to Election Day, I want to make sure that everybody get out and vote. If you live in a different town or different state other than New York, see, New York, we coming out crazy. They couldn't do that to us in Harlem and New York, that voter suppression. They know we'll get wild out here. You know what I mean? I ain't telling y'all to get wild, but I'm just telling y'all, you know, sometimes you just got to stand up for what you believe in. And if standing up means making sure you get out there and fill out the application, it's just a little time. Take a day off, man, and just prepare to, you know, be harassed and go through a bunch of stuff. Go there with a straight mind and be like, you know what? I already know what they're trying to do, so I'm going to just come here and let them put me through everything I got to go through. But once you get that card, they can't stop you. And that's how we break them down, you know what I mean? Because the Republicans is on their way out now, you know what I mean? They're on their way out. That's why they're running away from Mitt. They got his own people running away from. You think it's going to get better? Oh, and like they said, you know, Friday, when you put out bad news on Friday, it's because you got real bad news. So when he put out the tax sheets, he knew everybody's going to kill him for the tax sheets. But he wanted to get off that tape, man, that 47% tape, man. That tape is deep. You know what I mean? That tape is deep out there, man. That tape is like all we talk about right now on the political circuit, man. You know, I'm a hip hop political dude, DJ Big Stu, and I'm definitely gonna be talking about it. How could you, you know? How do you don't even think like you don't even think like you're a presidential candidate? You everything is out there. When you run for president, and now in this new day and age with new technology and internet and Facebook, you must prepare and be aware of everything. And another thing is, how can he run the country, when he can't even run his own campaign, Mr. Limbum? You ask him that, Mr. Limbum. Rush Limbum, I want you to answer, why can't Mitt Romney run his own campaign? Now, obviously, you have to look over more people when you do for the United States. But when you do it for just a little, little campaign, you got like maybe 50 people on your campaign, maybe, you know, that really works for your campaign, and then they supervise other people, and you can't even run it. You can't even put out stories and the right things that don't even make sense. And then you and your vice president candidate, y'all two do different dudes. You just picked him just to get support. And now your money ain't there, because you know what happens? When them dudes are starting to see that they ain't going to win, they seeing that, oh, snap, we can't buy the race, it ain't working, he done messed up and said some stuff that self-inflicted wounds that our money can't, you know, buy it. Now they pulling their money out because they don't want to lose it. They don't want to lose it. And instead of them making something go down, and I'm going to tell you, all you Republicans in Congress, you dudes better watch out, man. In the Senate, Congress, you dudes better watch out, man. Y'all about ready to lose your jobs, man. Because of this whole thing, because of Operation Get Rid of the Black Man, you know, that y'all put out there. That's a shame. Like, it's all out there. How do y'all feel? Everything is out there. Operation Get Rid of the Black Man. We're going to get back into some more music. We're going to come back, man. Hit me up on the blog, man. Let me know what y'all feel about that, man. You know, put your 2 cents, your 3 cents, your 4 cents, or 25 cents in. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. You know I do what I do. I told y'all, I'm one of the best at this right here. Come at me. I'm going to rock the house all day, all night.
Yeah.
Block Club DJ, DJ.
Leg out.
It's time to get trapped back up and get shit back popping, ho, popping, ho. I show you such a nigga, I go. I show you how to move a lot of flow, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I had to give my man T.I. the King, man. This is that Dirty Savage joint. He's showing you how to move that blow on this one. Let's go.
Hey, who that play on that shit? Hey, really, who you know and how to do this? I show you how to do this shit. It's time to get them bricks out of that bag. Put that scale back on that deck. Sit that vision well on that stove. Next to that baked soda and pirate. Drop that water off of that pot. Let it boil up and get high. Then whip it good with your red light. Then that height triple every brick you get. Make paper off of that yayo. At J's spot, me bet they know. Your bitch fuck when I say so. Plus got headbusters on my payroll. This bank here, homeboy, we don't play. Violate me and this'll be your day. Catch a nigga coming out of DOA. Hit him with a chopper, leave him DOA. You can play with niggas, not me, okay? Them other niggas suckers, I'm a G, okay? C-I-K-I-N-G, okay? Just respect that shit and you'll be okay. Yeah, get this straight once and for all. I run this shit for none of y'all. Ain't now one of y'all nigga bigger than me. Can't none of y'all take this city from me. Take years off and I'm still tight. I half ass and they feel like it. Kick trap shit when I feel like it. Dope boy know what I live like. Then narrow off kilos. Big bank rolls on C-Lows. Off OZs make zeros. Till we let go. Out. It's time to get trap back. Jump and get shit back. Poppin' ho, poppin' ho. I show you such a nigga I got. I show you how to move a lot of flow. Niggas say they lie, but they lie. So it's time to get trap back. Jump and get shit back. Poppin' bitch. Hey, who that play on that shit? Hey, really, who you know and how to do this? I show you how to do this shit. It's time to put that work back in the stash spot. Put that rental car on that slab. Hit that highway for about 5 days. Then come back and get cash. Got headquarters and whole things. Chevrolets and them gold things. Got Rolex, got Benzes, and it's all off of that cocaine. It's cocaine, but it's cool though. Work get gone and I move low. Won't stick on it, it's too low. You got 21, well here you go. I got big whips, so sick y'all. And big sweets by 6 bras. Your shit hot, oh yeah, bruh. That shit drop won't sell much. Platinum all on my wall, dawg. Crib big, get like a mall, dawg. I'm doing numbers like call logs. Little small money, I call y'all. My house worth your whole life. Your condo's my old ice. You niggas selling in first class. I charter G4 flights. Can't tell me shit, homie. Down here, I'm good as it get, homie. Ain't nobody got shit on me. I'm a little nigga, but I'm big, homie. I'm big, homie. Do big shit. No World Cup, I kick shit. Ride foreign, but don't forget that I'm back trapping. Got more free. Trap back, jump and get shit back. Poppin' ho, I show you such a nigga I got. I show you how to move a lot of flow. Niggas say they lie, but they lie. So it's time to get trapped back. Jump and get shit back. Poppin' bitch. Hey, who that play on that shit? Hey, really, who you know and how to do this? I show you how to do this shit.
It's time to get them prepays in the metro back. Activated, talking cold. Over here, we got big blow. Next, dope pounds of that petrol. We get dope off anything. Got activists if you sip lean. Prescription pills and Molly. If you got hair run, if you buy this. Shout out my shot opener all night. Got blocks stacked up all white. Don't like me, that's alright. Come fight me, nigga, yeah, right. A nigga get wrong and get dead right. On your asshole, get embarrassed, hoe. All about my cash flow. Yo, new bitch with my last hoe. I got 6 sluts in my Maybach. 6 pack under my tank top. I got a snub note. Got 6 shots, nigga, try me, I think not. My temper bad, I might blink out. Bust a nigga before I can even think about what I got to lose. If he bust a move, well, I got to do what I got to do.
Trap rolling, popping, always selling something. We got it if you want it, it whatever for the money. On my grind, they in line for it. Brought up from a dime up. They know where to find her. Do you know what it's time for?
Trap back, jump and get shit back. Popping, ho, popping, ho.
I show you how to move a lot of flow. Niggas say they lie, but they lie. So it's time to get trapped back. Jump and get shit back. Pop it, bitch.
best things come to those who wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, time to go get it.
I can't hold on, man. On my city. You gotta go to LA if you looking for Diddy. You gotta check DC if you looking for pity. Texas and Paris, but what about the city? I'm so NY like the folks who make PlayStation. Hope y'all enjoyed your summer vacation. I've been on that medicine, all this vacation. Time to come for Sugar Hill, word of Ray Nathan. I'm coming for the belt and I stay ancient. Coming for your idol, word of Clay Aiken. Pause, case they take it the wrong way. And beer, it's always taking it the wrong way. Still spin, I'm the city saliva. Want the keys to it like the designated driver. Sometimes I listen to my own rhymes and feel like I had the keys the whole time. They gotta give me credit, I take cash. Yeah, we take cash. These old niggas try to live off their old body. These young niggas think they killing with nobody. But this ain't about old school, new school. Cause my old school look better than your new school. And I drive my new school like my old school. Just a wave at the teachers from my old school. And flex we trust, I let them do my old school. And girl, you can brain me, you love my old school. Stop playing, you boys grew up on me. I fed you, burped you, until you threw up on me. I gave you a style, they never had a clue. But they heard the freestyles, yeah, they had to. Been doing this a while, probably had your boo. She probably came back, had a little attitude. Gun charge, oh yeah, I had like two. My black lawyer beat him, never had a Jew. I done had a few, never used, had them new. So I'm popped in a white suit, I ain't mad at you. No Diddy, no Dupree, no Dr. Dre. No cash money from Baby, and no rock from Jay. And I'm still here, still here. So New York, that I'm still here.
Reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money. Nah,
I'd much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Nigga, we the news.
I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for. Niggas,
bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just trying to win this shit. Devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You had to get them screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, that pussy good. I'm trying to hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. You got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti. And she said she got a man. We keep a secret, Illuminati. It's rock all in my bottle.
Niggas in the building.
This is Beast and Radio. I said Beast and Radio.
DJs, we got the street.
Honey says, oh, so ride around with that Nina. Ride with a whole dang Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I meet you. She fly out high in the sky, oh, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching up. All on my back, let these plugs all on my back, cause they know I'm moving that back. These Louis all on my face, hope he'll stay up on my waist. Plus it ain't on me for nothing, so please don't make me catch your case, cause bitch I'm bout it. Me walking around with no check on me, yeah I doubt it. Your girl ain't finna leave with me, yeah I doubt it. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? Man, if I got it, I bout it, cause boy you know I'm catching out. They coming by flocking, pass them birds like Stockton. Play with my money, I'm popping. No acting, but it's moving. Got spins on the beat, so we ain't losing. Don't act like your hoe ain't true. I done blowed up, yeah, I'm the bomb. Run around blowing on stank bomb. Put so good, you stank mom. Pop folks, we chilling at the pond. We want a whole load, leave y'all the crumb. Till then, I'm running my check up. Man, this fucker boo got it. I'm calling my jet. Oh, but it's this also round, round with that Nina. Over here, such time to cop the Maybach. I already had the vert. I got big money vision. Sammy Sosa pigeon. What that mean? That mean they jumping out the kitchen. And I'm on the money mission. Nobody can stop me. Just grab your camcorder, press record, and go on and watch me. And you can skate on my ice just like you playing hockey. And in the booth, I beat the beat up. Call me Rocky. Yeah, I'm cocky. Ooh. 36 oh, so ride, ride with that Nina. Ride with a whole named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I meet you. G5 out high in the sky, ho, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching up. 36 oh, so ride, ride with that Nina. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I meet you.
Yeah, we in the building, Beast Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew, man. Hold on for a second, I was just watching Gerardo in the studio. I'm gonna turn him down, y'all. I was just checking out Gerardo, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio, and they was talking about the people with the film, The Innocence of Muslims. a lot of the actors now are suing the producer, man, because they claim that he took they, you know, they acted like they were saying certain words, but then he changed the words, you know, he added different words and just made it like if they was dissing the Muslims. And, you know, they lives are threatened, man, you know, they everywhere they go. And it's funny because when you look at it, you know, you had, you know, it had to be something funny with this because I remember back in maybe like 1950, 1940 when they would do movies like, you know, when they would do movies and they would use, you know, white people instead of the people with fair skin because that many people wasn't on television. Even if they was portraying somebody that was black or, well, maybe not so much black, but if they were playing somebody who was black or Spanish or, well, you know, they would put the makeup on them and make them look that, but it really would be a white person. Well, if you look at this movie, when you go to the internet, if you go to YouTube and you check out The Innocent of Muslims, everybody on there is like pure white, acting like Muslim guys. It doesn't add up. Like when I first seen the film and they was talking about it, I couldn't really understand it because it just seemed to me to be something like Mel Brooks or something. Like it had to be, I thought it, I couldn't even look at it as a movie that I could even took serious or even understand it or represent it because it didn't fit. Like the characters, they didn't look like people from the Arab nation or people from the Middle East. They didn't look. They looked like white American Anglo-Saxons. They looked at more like Ku Klux Klan members. I don't mean to say that, like the people, the actors of this. So I mean, I know that's probably part of the rage too. But you know, it's crazy how this thing go on because this one guy, man, he sets up. Now he's scared. He's hiding his face. They showed another dude, the only guy that's supporting him. And when you look at him, he's part of a very extreme, you know, thing, anti-Muslim movement. And you could tell these dudes, these are the race war starters. See, you got to understand, a lot of these extreme dudes, man, they read, oh, there's supposed to be the race war right now. They would like it to be. And most of the dudes that's talking about, they are so soft and scared. You know what I mean? These are the dudes, those dudes that do that, they ain't the dudes to fight on the field. They the dudes to put up the money. They the dudes to hide and hide by their thing. That's the key. You got to start going after these dudes that put up the money, the soft dudes. Put their asses in jail. Don't put them in jail where they're going to get around white supremacists and people that's like them. Put them in a jail that got mad Middle Eastern people in it. Yeah, put them in a jail where that whole section is Middle Eastern. Let them do like 10 years there. Let them see if they can make it. Or put them with minorities, you know, with blacks and Hispanics. Put them with the gangs, you know, the Bloods and the Crips. They do all these crimes, you know. This is what the Republicans do. They do all these crimes, and once they get caught, they fight like hell to get in witness protection or commit suicide, either one. Which one comes first, you know? Most of the time it's suicide, to be honest with you, because some of them is not even strong enough to even go to witness protection. I feel that's like Rush Limbaugh. He starts a lot of trouble and everything. Like I said, I always say Rush Limbaugh, he's that little fat kid that used to get bullied in his neighborhood. He got the look. Little fat kid, they used to smack him around, and he couldn't wait till he get famous to talk about everybody and say, oh, I'm going to talk about these guys. You know, probably a black guy, probably took his girlfriend before or scored a jump shot. He, you know, he couldn't make the school basketball team because they had three more black guys in the school. Probably when he was going to school and where he was going to school, they probably had like two black people or Spanish people in the school, and they probably beat him on the baseball field or the basketball field, and that's why he's probably mad. He's just had a lot of anger in him, Russ. I don't like him, so that's why I step into him, because I got to bomb his back. I think that somebody needs to be on the internet and step to him, so I'm challenging him. You know, and I'm straight up hood, Russ, Limbaugh, so you know. You can say what you want about me, man, and I'm going to come right back at you, man. You know what I mean? But difference is two differences between you and Big Stu. Big Stu is about it. You ain't. Getting back to Pitt Runby. Nah, I give him all type of names. Any name that got to do with trash and lying and BSing, you can give it to Mitt Romney. Straight up and down. You can give him any name about that. Liar, pants on fire. He pays now. This is what really got to me. I've been trying to think about this all day. This dude went to a secret meeting and talked about the 47%, and he pays less than the whole 47%. He hooked his papers up to just make it look like, all right, you know, I wouldn't be president if I wouldn't do the legal. I mean, he says the dumbest things, like, and then his wife, she, you know, sister, you need to go check with Michelle. You got to learn how to be a presidential wife. When you're a presidential wife, you can't let them get you mad, man. They got you mad. You're like, you got to stop it. Stop it. This is hard. What type of mess? I mean, now, you only going through. Do you know what Hillary Clinton went through, lady? You just trying to become the first lady. Hillary Clinton went to the Whitewater. Her husband done been impeached. Monica Lewinsky. That's hard to you? Just trying to become president lady? And you expect us to believe you took care of 5 kids? You're a liar. You had a nanny. You can't even deal with this pressure. 5 kids, 5 sons, 8 sons. That's pressure. If you were taking care of all them kids by yourself without a nanny and a maid, like, you know, you was a stay-home mom like you claiming to be, you would be, that pressure that they're giving to you is nothing. That's nothing. You're just trying to become the first lady. Your husband's trying to become president. That's like automatically, yo. Y'all talking about Obama. Y'all like worrying about taxes. Y'all talking about this man wasn't even born here. When he won, y'all still talking about he wasn't born here. He got Hawaiian people, the people in the state of Hawaii. He got all his papers, and you guys know that's not good. But we don't talk about Donald Trump toupee. That's not real. He's been on TV with that bullshit ass toupee for years. Why we don't talk about that? He's rich. Now, I got a question for y'all. Now, this is deep what I'm about ready to say. I don't even know if I should even say this so deep. But I'm going to come back, man. I'm going to tell my, I don't even know if I want to say this. It's so deep. The people that may be may come at me, man. I don't know. You know, it's real deep. But it's a question I have, man, that, I've been reading films and I've been looking at things about blood sacrifices and all that, you know. And I see I'm a Rosa, you know, and Donald Trump is supposed to be one of the main people part of that blood sacrifice thing, you know, going to that meeting out there once or whatever that all the leaders of the world go to. Donald Trump goes to that. Now, Amarosa is a good friend of Donald Trump's, right? Let's just put this together. Amarosa is a good friend of Donald Trump's. Y'all just put it together, man. Big, healthy brother, strong as hell, you know what I mean? Looking better than the most brothers in the world, just automatically dies of a heart attack. I don't know. But that's how this world is made, man, right now. This is like a fictional world, man. Things is crazy out here, man, you know what I mean? That's why I keep my gizzle. I believe in the IRA. I believe in keeping the tech and the hood tech. They come in the hood, we let them have it, brother. I'm freedom of speech. You try to hurt my family, got to hurt your family. And that's why I was born and raised East Harlem, baby. You know what I mean? Don't live there no more, but, you know, that's where I learned my science from. I love all people, all colors, all races. I just don't love Republicans. If you could be a black Republican, I don't like you. I don't like Herman Pizza Man Kane. I don't like the other dude, Wes. So it's not a thing, it's a Republican thing. I just don't like Republicans. You know? The only Republican brother I like is Michael Steele. You know, he keeps it real sometimes, even though he's a good defender. You know, when you watch him on MSNBC, you know, he fights for his people. You know, he'd be the only Republican there. He'd be going, and, well, him and Joe, you know, Joe Scarsborough. And I like Joe Scarsborough, too, even though he's a funny guy sometimes and he gets on my nerve with all his goddamn stories. But he's a good show. Him in the Morning Joe's a good show. Big shout-out. I like Mika. She be holding it down. And I give a big shout-out to, Willie. Well, he's a cool, smooth dude. You know what I mean? So, it's not a racial thing. It's just I just don't like Republicans, and I'm being honest with it, because I don't like what they stand for. I like, you know, the old Republicans, you know, you could go either way with them because it's just what they stand for. But now the new Republicans, man, you can't stand for them. And then Herman Cain, pizza man, sexual harassment guy, said he would have had more points than Obama. I don't know, bro. I don't think you've been doing better than Romney, to be honest, but you have to give Romney that one. Because remember, you was sexual harassment, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed women, man. You had a bunch of blonde-haired, blue-eyed women coming out the works talking about you was touching booty, Herman. You forgot about that one. You forgot about you was the booty toucher to the white women. I guess the sister booties wasn't flat enough for you, or you just too much meat for you. You know what I mean? Couldn't make a pizza out of it. Pizza's a flat thing. He's the pizza king. He's a black man. He's a pizza king, you know. I just find something funny with that as a black man. I love my pizza. But we don't make that then. That's an Italian dish, you know. So how do a black man become a pizza king? You tell me. But now, if he was a fried chicken king, and I ain't trying to be, you know, sterile because I'm keeping it real, you know, it would sounded more better. If he was even a bakery king, baking goods, you know, it would sound more better. He's claiming to be a pizza king. So that speaks a lot to, you know, where he stays around, you know, what he wants to be around. And then he talks like every time he comes, he's just got this, you know, and they like that. They like the boasting black guy to go against Obama. But the black people, we didn't feel you. We see right through your Uncle Tom, bro. Black people will call you out in a second. Uncle Tom, Uncle Thomas, Tito Thomas, that's what you are all day, all night. We doing what we do, man. B Stu Radio, man. I tell you, I'm a political DJ, DJ Big Stu. I am one of the best at what I do. You want to battle on this mixtape joint? Come at me, man. Internet radio, I'm locking it down, man. The rest you may follow. Follow. Nah, I'm going to change up the mode now. You know, I was real deep, you know. The first half of the show, I had to get political. All right, so now I'm about ready to get into the second half of the show. And I'm going to go take it back to the old school, man. I'm going to talk about things of the good old days, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to be happy because I am actually 100% and fully retired. Only a few people know what I'm talking about when I say that. I am officially, legally retired at a young age. DJ Big Stu, retired. But I'm on these wheels still with y'all, baby. I'm feeling real good. It's been a long haul, long road, man. But I'm here, man. I'm here, man. They done threw stones at me. They threw rocks at me. They you know, the only other person I can say been through more than me is Jesus, man. And I don't mean that home when I say that. Like, I felt like Jesus, man, with some of the things they was doing to me in this place that I was at. But now, you know, they always say God is on your side, man. You keep your head up, man. You don't do nothing stupid, man. You follow your heart. And, you know, to be a hood dude, sometimes I almost strayed away from that, man. But I kept doing it. My moms kept preaching it to me, man. And people around me kept preaching it to me. And it kept me astray. And you know what? Truth of the matter is God prevailed, man. That's what happens, man. So we're going to get back into some new. We're going to get back into some, like, older music, man. We're going to take it back to the 90s a little bit. Maybe a little bit of the 80s, man. I'm going to just have a little party, man. Because, like I said, I'm feeling good. But you know what my man Meek Mill said? There's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A lot of real niggas in the building. Amen. Big Stu, y'all. This is how I do. Let's take it back. Let's go back.
This is a block. Banger. Banger. Banger.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this. But I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready?
When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe. And I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
Come and get it.
I'm so excited.
I can't have my feelings get it. I won't stop till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm meaning for you. Get me high. I can't stop you. Feel me right.
Hold the door.
Bed or floor.
I just want to.
About the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it.
Do you feel me?
this is Beastie Radio. I said, Beastie Radio. No, Beastie Radio.
One more day. knock me out.
Block Club DJ. Yes, sirree, Bob. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building, man. Had to take it back a little something. Wanted to mess with y'all a little something, man. You know what I mean? That's that old school joint, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling it up in here today. Like, I'm telling you, I'm feeling super official, super great, super good. It's just a good feeling, man. The kid can't help it, man. I'm in the building, man. Yes, 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 yes. Big shout out to all the people, man. That's out there listening, man. Can't do it without y'all, man. You know, even and then all of the people that's listening live, the people that go to the archives, that check out the Beef Stew Radio website, the people that go to the Blog Talk Radio website, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man, because without y'all, man, Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew, we wouldn't be here. But y'all know I got to let y'all know where y'all
at. Beef Stew Radio.
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Russ Hayward, over there at Drinks on Russ. Drinks on Russ, you know what I mean? My man, Drinks on Russ, over there at Wet Radio, man. Me and I had a nice little conversation today, homie. Do your thing. do your thing. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do, man. You got to get out here. Everybody out here trying to do their thing, man. Everybody out here trying to make moves. Everybody out here is trying to, you know, all of us. All of us is trying to make moves, man. You know, there's no such thing as, to me, like radio competition. If you my peoples, man, you my peoples, you know? And that's what it is, man. K Slade, my peoples. Kev Get His Cook On is my peoples. DJ OC is my peoples. You know, I could go on and on and on, but a lot of dudes that's on the internet radio, man, you know, just keep doing your thing. D Mitch, New Flavor Videos, it's my peoples. RJ Dapp, Ken Murph, you know, I got love for everybody, man. I'm doing my thing, you know what I mean? That's what I do, you know. And one thing you got to make sure, nobody can't stop you from doing your thing. You create what you create, you make your niche, nobody can't stop what they do. That's why I'm the best at what I do. DJ Big Stu in the busy. Well, you know, I'm getting back into some more old school music, man, real quick, man. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Make sure, I forgot to tell you, I got to say this every show, too. Make sure, for all you parents that live in the East Harlem, in the Harlem neighborhood, or even the New York neighborhood, if you want your kids to play basketball and learn how to play basketball and learn the respect of the game, speak to my man Big Boo at the Showboat Classic Basketball Tournament, man. Coach Big Boo, man, over there at AES High School, 99th Street, between the 99th and 100th Street and 1st Avenue. I guess you go there like 5 p.m. You can sign your kids up. It's free from the ages 8 to 18. To be part of the Showboat Classic Basketball Clinic. If you want to see some more stuff about Showboat Classic, you can go on YouTube and you can just write Showboat Classic Basketball Tournament, or you could go on the website showboatsbc.com. SBC Showboat Classic. com, you know what I'm saying? And you go over there and you can see a lot of stuff on there. And you can look at my page on Facebook and you can see a lot of things that Showboat do, the Old Timers Day, you know, the little kids and all that. So, you know, you can check that out. Once again, you can keep following me at Beef Stew Radio Twitter. Just follow me at Twitter at Beef Stew Radio. Make sure you check up with me. Also, follow me on Facebook at Beef Stew Radio. You know what I'm saying? Link it as Beef Stew Radio. Stumbled Upon at Beef Stew Radio. Google at Beef Stew Radio. God, I got so many things I'm down with, man. Y'all could just stay up touch with me, man, because it's like a lot of bad niggas in the building. Amen. Big Stew whipping in the building. Amen. Before I roll up out of here, man, I'm going to play, like, some more old school. I'm going to take it way, way, way back because, you know, like I said, I had some people tell me, yo, man, you stop playing the old school. I will be on tomorrow night, too, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Big DJ Big Stu, 9 p.m. Sunday Classics, man. Big Stu and the Sunday Classics. I will be playing them old joints, man. You know what I mean? You know how I'm going to do. I'm going to take it back for y'all tomorrow, man. I'm going to play them joints for your moms and them. You know, your moms might come out here. If you're in the house, if your moms live with you, or you at your mother's house and you're on the computer, or your pops is there, or you're riding on your pops car, you're on your phone in front of your pops, they're going to be like, yo, what you know about that boy? So that's my man DJ Big Stu. He do it all, straight up, hip-hop, R&B. And when I say I do it all, I do it all. Know the songs, know it crazy. I am an expert at this music thing. Trust me when I tell you. Believe me when I speak to you. Trust me when I breathe my air towards your window. You better understand me. You feel me? DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. We getting back into some old stuff.
This is the Block Banger. Banger.
Putting me through. of
DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Yeah. We doing this real big. Just go back to all my OGs. Y'all know how to do it. Let's go. The Whispers, y'all.
But don't
on Charlemagne for a little while. We in the building. Kick back to the 80s.
Right now, baby.
Thank you.
Out of here, man. Once again, make sure y'all check me out tomorrow night. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be doing the Sunday Soul, BDJ Big Stu with the Sunday Soul. Also Monday nights, my man Tony Stans will have the B-side hip hop. We got new. I'm gonna be back on Tuesday with the old school Tuesday joints. We got somebody, my man Lex is coming back on Wednesdays. You know I'm on the Underground Thursdays, Underground Showcase Thursday, K Nicole Ladies Night Friday, and once again you'll be back here with me on the Uptown Saturday night. We back in effect, full effect, Deep Stu Radio. This is how we do. Remember, I'm number one, baby. I'm on this internet game and I'm keeping it real. Good night, y'all.
This is Beastie Radio. I said Beastie Radio. No, Beastie Radio.
Beastie Radio.